I've set out some ice cubes and a glass.
I shall bring in the whiskey.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a space cereal that's full of fabulous digital sound effects.
Awful stuff.
On this wonderful LP, folks, you'll hear the following fabulous stars: Oliver Sutton, Lord Elpis, Anne Doverfist, Charlie's Angels, Bernie Housedown, Geriatric, Rhoda Boat, Sir Eos Litho, folks, Matt O'Horn, Gordon Heaven, and Claudia.
All right, Matthew, we have to have a podcast about this.
Hmm?
Needs to be discussed.
Well, okay.
Yeah, well, we listened to Kenny Everett and I was enjoying it, but it's a private thing. I'm a strange, demented pervert, but I listen to Kenny Everett, he makes a joke, I laugh, and because I'm so self-conscious, I feel like Matthew thinks I'm laughing at a joke that he doesn't find funny. No, seriously.
Really?
Maybe not quite that badly, yeah. but you know, there is an element of that that you kind of think, I'm being judged because I find this joke funny. But, you know, this is what we were talking about this earlier, but about my friend with Joe Tinley.
Yeah, England, yeah, yeah.
You know, like how he makes these incredibly politically incorrect jokes, and he's an arse lick to Maggie Thatcher. And yet, you know, I laugh my fucking ass off. I've been to the pub with Joe Tinley and I've sat there and just chortled my head off the entire evening.
Mm.
Two jokes that, if this is just indicating what a dishonest and dishonourable person I am, to jokes that I wouldn't laugh at
if your wife was there.
If my wife was there, or yeah, a girl I slightly fancied was there, you know, or even a boy I slightly. You know, or a dog I quite liked, you know. But anyone I respected, anyone I wanted to earn the respect of. Wow, I'm so tribal.
I haven't quite felt that.
Well, no, you're a black books guy. You're an antisocial fuckwit.
Yeah, I am a misfit.
You couldn't give a shit about what people think.
Well,
I admit it.
I did originally, but I had to give up on that because
you're caring less and less these days.
Yes, it's a lost cause. Caring about what people think of me, you know,
yeah.
I've just had to give up on that. but
what can I say?
But
you
I
have a lovely beard, Matthew. It's very nice.
But no,
you're stroking it like that. It's nice.
I do. I know something like that experience in that whenever you know, say Morecambe and Wise was on the telly, I had to watch it from underneath the coffee table so that my parents wouldn't know that I was sniggering at the dirty jokes, because I felt like they needed to not know that I understood the dirty jokes.
That's funny.
Mind you, the Morecambe and Wise dirty jokes were not that dirty, but
they weren't very dirty.
They were Eric Morecambe, I maintain, was the English Groucho Marx. So it was, you know, a raised eyebrow here and there.
As an Englishman, when you say the English in front of anything, yeah, like the English, you know, Elvis Presley, Richard. but it's like saying the daggy in Australian. The daggy Elvis Presley. The kind of crap version.
Yeah.
I know you don't think so, because to you, England is an exotic and exciting place.
It's the mother country.
Wild fluctuations of weather with this rain. This wonderful rain stuff. It makes you cool instead of sweating. Like,
yes.
You can perspire with rainwater instead of with your own sweat. It's like an added benefit, you know. But for me, that's actually fairly dull. And I know I sound wildly exotic to you, and you probably want to reach out and touch me right now. But
it's
not very exotic to us.
I will, you know, in my heart, in my heart, I come from the land of Pontefract cakes and a similar exotica. And yeah, certainly when I was a child, that there was that imperial sense that England was where life really was, and we were in some far flung colony.
Wonderful, exotic, and fantastic specimens such as Kenny Everett.
Yes. Going back to Margaret Thatcher. In the...
Kenny Everett's wife.
Yes.
Captain, what are you thinking about?
Me, of course. Ah, here we are. Oh, hi, Dr. Diffringer.
Ah, hello, Captain. It's really great to see you.
Still falling down on your R's, I hear.
Yeah, that is right.
Hey, Captain, what's this over here?
Oh, that's an invention I'm particularly proud of, Carla. I invented it in one of my quiet moments between saving a distant planet from the grasp of an evil alien and freeing a race of oppressed 15-footed midgets from a giant verruca.
As you know, folks, I'm never very far away from a fabulous new adventure. And it starts right here, at this door sound effect.
You and I talking right now, we can just say any old crap.
Yes, I think...
While you're responding to that answer with an extremely interesting bit of babbling, I'm going to put another record on.
Okie doke.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Talk.
I'm interested in what record you're going to pick
now.
No,
just talk. Talk.
Okay.
Talk.
Yeah. Boy George. You got some great albums here.
That's not Boy George. That's George Harrison.
Cyndi Lauper.
That's George Harrison. And Cyndi Lauper is Allison's record.
Whitney Houston? I didn't realise you were into Whitney.
We do not have any Whitney Houston. That's slander.
And, what, like Billy Bragg and...
Billy Bragg would be nice.
Yeah, Alison doesn't find Billy Bragg
acceptable. Not so much.
She's okay with Little Richard?
Little Richard.
George Harrison?
George Harrison she likes. That's George Harrison again.
George Harrison, Dark Horses.
And
George Harrison,
more
somewhere
George Harrison.
Crowded House.
The Wonder Stuff.
I saw them live in Wales.
The Wonder Stuff was a thing I threw in from left field. That I don't think she was quite so impressed by.
Lots of George Harrison here. Magical Mystery Tour. The Doors. Crowded House. More Crowded House. Derek, the Dominoes.
Oh, talking about Eric Clapton.
And the Stone Roses.
This is 1966. So the Beatles used to send out a little 7-inch record to their fan club every year.
We need to get John Leon in on a podcast.
We really should.
Because life is short.
Indeed. Okay, well maybe that's a task. We should do the John Lee podcast.
Yeah. God, I'm so drunk. That whiskey does that to you. Could be the beer too, but I think the whiskey's mainly to be blamed for that.
And they're not eating anything.
You know.
Listen now.
All this.